If only I would have known. You've probably been there, right? Looking back at the past, at a defining moment and saying to yourself, if only I would have known what was going to happen, I would have done things differently. I would have been better, done better. I would have enjoyed the moment. I would have had the difficult conversation. I would have picked up the phone. If only I would have known. I wonder if Nathaniel, also known as Bartholomew, from our gospel reading this morning, ever looked back at his life's story and said to himself, if only I would have known. If only I would have known when I was still sitting under the fig tree what that day would mean for the rest of my life. If only I would have known what was coming when Philip grabbed me and almost dragged me to meet this mystery of a man. This man who not only knew my name, but knew where I sat and when I stood. A man who knew my personality without even meeting me. An Israelite in whom there is no deceit, he called me. A true Israelite, one who is ready and willing to wrestle with God, one who takes God at his word and holds him to his promises, a true Israelite who needs his perspective changed by the Lord himself. If only I would have known. If only I would have known that in the moment that mystery of a man said to me, I saw you, when you were still under the fig tree, that he would prove to me that he was much more than a man. Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. It was God's Son, the King, who had called Bartholomew. It was God's Son, the King, that had changed his perspective. It was God's Son, the King, that promised that under tree sitting, poverty living, fishy smelling young man, greater things ahead. If only Bartholomew would have known what those greater things would entail. Water turned into wine. The temple cleared at the crack of a whip. The blind seeing, the deaf hearing, the lame walking, the mute speaking, the sick healed, the diseased cleansed, the dead raised. If only he would have known. If only he would have known that he was about to watch God's Son, the King, be rejected and ridiculed, unjustly condemned, unjustly tortured, unjustly crucified, placed in a tomb, no fit for a king. If only he would have known. If only he would have known as he cowered in that dark, locked, secluded room with his fellow disciples on the Sunday after God's Son, the King, was killed. What waited for him in the next moments, days, weeks, months, and years? If only he would have known that in a few moments, God's Son, the King, who once was dead, would appear alive and well, not proclaiming judgment, but peace. If only he would have known that a few weeks later he would be out fishing and see God's Son, the King, on the beach preparing for him a meal with his nail-scarred hands. If only he would have known that those same nail-scarred hands would lift in blessing and farewell as God's Son, the King, would ascend into heaven and watch as his disciples, the ones he loved, Bartholomew included, left Ascension's mountain and would walk down into their own world of persecution, of beatings and whippings, of cold nights and hot days, of little food and little sleep, little regard for the life-changing message they had to bring. If only Bartholomew would have known that before he would see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man, that the greater things ahead would include foreign men from a foreign land that would take knives and carve away his skin. And to mock God's Son, the King, they would crucify Bartholomew, just like they crucified Jesus. If only he would have known the greater things ahead. Greater things? Did those sound like greater things to you? Would you say the moment that Jesus entered into Bartholomew's life guaranteed that young man sitting under a fig tree greater things ahead? Or is there a part of you that thinks that he would have been better off if Jesus would have just left him alone? Sure, Bartholomew would have missed out on seeing the miracles, but did those miraculous moments justify the horrors that happened the rest of the way? And how about you? When you look back at your Christian life, however long that might be, and see the moment that Jesus entered that Christian life, would you say that he guaranteed greater things ahead? Or is there a part of you that wishes that Jesus would have just left you alone? I don't know about you, but as I look back at my Christian life and I look at the Christian lives of people past and Christian lives of people that surround me, so often that Christian life seems full of lessers, not so much greaters. At a very surface level, there's the lesser time, either on Thursday evening or Saturday evening, if that's when you worship, or less sleep on Sunday morning, if that's when you choose to praise the Lord. But it goes deeper than that. There's less liberty to live the way that I want to live, to do the things that I want to do, to build the life that I want to build for myself. And the only graders I see are greater risks for when I give prayers to the Almighty to be disappointed when they're not answered the way that I want them to be answered. The only greater that I see is that when I interact with my family and friends that don't have the same faith as me, that they look down on me, they look at me strange, they include me in some things but not in everything. I see a greater risk for, frankly, torment in my soul as I think about those family and friends that don't share my faith, that if they stay on that same path, they're not going to share eternity with me. Greater things ahead? Has your Christian life been, and will your Christian life be, full of greater things ahead, just like Jesus promised? Well, I suppose that depends. Depends on how you define greater. Because if we sit here this morning as Christians and say to ourselves, the reason I am a Christian is because I want to live a better life. I want to be a better person. I want to get some blessings. I want to get the prosperity that was mentioned in Proverbs. I want all the good and none of the bad. Then we completely miss Jesus' point. When Jesus looked at that young Bartholomew and told him, "You will see greater things than that," he wasn't just talking about oohing and aahing at the mind-bending miracles. No, the greater things ahead included everything ahead. The good, as you saw, the miracles and Jesus rise from the dead. The bad, as he had to shoulder some of that persecution and rejection himself. And the ugly, as he watched God's Son, the King, be tortured. and he had to be tortured himself. All these things were the greater things ahead. But not because the events themselves were greater, but because the one who saw Bartholomew through it all, he was greater. Bartholomew would see greater things because Jesus saw him. Sure, he saw him under the fig tree, but it started even before that. Jesus saw Bartholomew before he was even conceived. He saw Bartholomew as he was born, as he grew up, as Philip dragged him to this mystery of a man, as that young man sat at the rabbi's feet and heard what he had to say. Jesus saw Bartholomew as he shouldered some of that persecution and rejection himself. He saw Bartholomew as that young man ran away from Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus saw Bartholomew from the cross as he watched that young man go through the events of Good Friday from afar. Jesus saw him as he cowered in that locked room, saw him as he appeared in that room and proclaimed peace, saw him from the beach as he prepared him food, saw him as he ascended on high, saw him every moment after, through the good days and the bad days, through the success stories and the failures, through all the persecution, all the beatings, all the whippings, all the torture, even the execution, Jesus saw Bartholomew. And after it was all said and done, there were still greater things ahead. Jesus kept his promise. And right now, Bartholomew enjoys the greater things. Jesus kept his promise then, and he keeps his promise now. Just as Jesus saw Bartholomew, he sees you. Just as he has seen you all the way up until this moment. Even in those times that you look back and say, if only I would have known. Even then, Jesus saw, Jesus cared. He was there, not necessarily taking away the pain or making it easy, but making sure you got through it. Because he was there with you through it all, to this moment, where you can sit in this pew and hear again the promise he made to Bartholomew all those thousands of years ago. There are greater things ahead. When you, with Bartholomew and your fellow members here at Faith and all Christians throughout time and eternity, will watch as the angels of God ascend and descend on the Son of Man as he ushers in the greater things, the greater time, the best time, the time when all this pain and loss and frustration and grief and hurt will be gone. And we will be forever true Israelites, true children of God, in whom there is no sin, but only life. So are you ready? Are you ready for the greater things ahead? The answer is yes, you are. And not because you've made yourself ready, or because the greater things ahead are going to be easy and fun and even pain-free. They're not. Bartholomew's history was a testament to that. No, but you are ready for the greater things ahead because Jesus sees you even now. Jesus has called you even now. Jesus has chosen you to be his own even now. And that promise is true every second that ticks on from this moment forward, all the way until the greater things, the things we can't possibly imagine, things on the next side of heaven, but even things right here and right now. Because who knows? Who knows how the Savior is going to work through you? Who knows what miracles you're going to see? Who knows how God's going to take some of the pain, some of the loss, some of the grief, and work all things out for the betterment of the kingdom, the spread of the gospel, how just as Jesus worked through his apostles, his prophets, he's going to work through you, his children. And along the way, your patience might be tried. Your faith might be pushed to the breaking point. You might find yourself in uncomfortable situations, having to have uncomfortable conversations. You might have to choose between the world and Jesus. But just as Jesus saw Bartholomew and his fellow disciples through it all, he's with you too. If only I would have known. If only I would have known. You've been there, looking back at the past, saying to yourself, if I would have known, I would have done things differently. I would have been better, done better. But even though that thought exercise is a bittersweet combo of regret and reminiscence, we all know deep down that no matter how much we look back and say to ourselves, if only I would have known, we can't change it. What's done is done. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing that we can't go back and change it. Because even though we look back, wish we could, wish we knew the full story and knew the bigger picture, even though we didn't know, Jesus did. Jesus knew what he was doing then, and he knows what he's doing now. He sees you now. He loves you now. And he will forever. And so we can hear again the promise that Jesus made to Bartholomew, said to us today. He says, you believe because I have gotten you this far? You will see greater things than that. Amen.